USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
India has seen its deadliest day since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, recording nearly 4,200 deaths on Saturday. As a second wave of infections continues to sweep through the country, India is still averaging about 400,000 new infections and more than 3,500 deaths daily. Now there are worries that the variant of the virus being partially blamed for fueling that surge could take hold in the United States. But Andy Slavitt says there's reason to be confident in the available vaccine's ability to control that strain. The White House's senior advisor for the COVID response tells CNN that he's expecting data in the near future to show the vaccine's ability to protect against this new variant.
It looks like we're going to get very good levels of protection from our current vaccines. I think we'll see that confirmed over the coming week. But Americans should expect that if they're not vaccinated, they're going to be more exposed. If they are vaccinated, I think they can look at these variants, and there's going to be very good levels of protection so far.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules. Can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577.
On the heels of a worse-than-expected jobs report for April, many are looking for answers as to why the job market's recovery stalled. The economy added 266,000 jobs last month, nearly 700,000 fewer than projected. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has blamed extended federal unemployment benefits as the culprit, saying people are making the financial decision to stay home and get paid. Senator Mike Rounds agrees with that sentiment. The South Dakota Republican tells Fox News that there are businesses in his state trying to find workers.
Well, we've got a lot of businesses here in South Dakota that literally, they're looking for people to go to work. We're 2.9% unemployment right now. Our state is open for business. We need those folks to be able to come back to work again. When you add $300 per week on top of the regular state unemployment benefits, it means that a lot of those folks are just making the decision that it would be better if I just simply didn't go back to work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans are hitting the road again as air travel continues to recover. Transportation Security Administration officials say more than 1.7 million passengers were screened on Friday, the busiest day since the beginning of the pandemic. On the same day 1 year ago, as much of America was under some form of lockdown, just 215,000 people were screened. But travel still has a ways to recover. On the same day in 2019, more than 2.6 million passengers passed through the nation's airports. And a Powerball player has his winnings, but he had to fish through the trash to get them. Mike Fortier reports.
Clearwater, Florida's Hoyt Hamilton won $1 million in a Powerball drawing last month, but he almost lost it all when he brought the ticket to his local public supermarket. He handed it to the clerk who ran it through the machine, and that's when things started to go sideways.
She figured since it didn't print winning ticket on it, it must not have been a winner. She put it in the trash can, and I didn't think anything of it at the time.
It took 2 hours for Hamilton to realize what happened and return to the store.
I explained what was going on and asked them if they'd emptied their trash yet, and they said no, and I said, well, I need to go through your trash.
He found his ticket, but only after checking it did he realize just how much he had won and almost lost. After taxes, he collected over $750,000. He told Fox 13 News he's going to start college funds for his 4 grandkids and save the rest for travel and retirement. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.